Assalamu alaikum. It's nice to see you again as we continue to bring the divine into the daily by understanding how we can incorporate the 99 names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the characteristics of those names into our daily lives to improve our family relationships. The two names that we're going to tackle today are the names of Al-Awwal wal-Akhir, the first and the last. When we think of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as the first and the last, we understand Him to be the eternal, the one who is always in existence, before creation and after creation. Now, when we think about the first and the last within our own lives, we begin to understand it from a sense of time. Considering the way that our marriages unfold, for example, we see that at the start of our marriages, at the very first, in the early days of our marriages, we feel a sense of excitement, a sense of anticipation, a sense of feeling that the journey that we're going to embark upon is one that is filled with hope and love. And yet, many times in the last days of marriage, and when I say the last, I'm discussing or talking about marriages that may be facing an end or facing a point of separation or divorce, those initial feelings, those first feelings that we've had of anticipation, excitement, love, connection, may feel as if they are no longer there. And that's because our feelings, our emotions can often be fleeting. They are not eternal. They are not necessarily so deep-rooted or so long-lasting that they will continue to feel the same from the first to the last. So how do we maintain that sense of the first excitement, the first emotion, to the very last of our relationship? It's knowing how to differentiate between fleeting emotions and deep-rooted, deep-seated mawadda that is built upon a sense of ishra, or built upon a sense of connection that has seen a couple through trials and tribulations, through the difficult moments and the beautiful moments and all of those different moments of marriages. So although the feelings at the first, in the first days of marriage, may be very different from the feelings we have in the last, recognizing that difference does not need to mean the end. It does not need to mean that the feelings are completely gone. It simply means that the change in the feelings can adapt and work together with the couple as the couple grows and their lives are enriched by one another. We also see the cycle of the first and the last in the replication of who we may be. You know, when we think of our children as toddlers, they may be at that stage where they're difficult. You know, they give us a hard time eating. They may embarrass us. They may not always cooperate. And in old age, we may also see in our parents some of those same replications of the first days, where the elderly may also sometimes be difficult, may not want to cooperate, may not want to eat, and may sometimes take actions that are reminiscent of what a toddler or a child may do. And this is the sunnah of the hayah. This is the cycle of life where we replicate what may have been our lives in the first days to our lives in the last days, where the help we may have needed from our parents as children becomes the help that they need as our parents. So I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, al-awwal wal-akhir, reminds us consistently of His eternal being, of His eternal constancy, and brings into our own lives a sense of constancy that sees us through the first days of our lives to the very last, and sees us through the first days of our marriages to the very last, inshallah. Jazakum Allahu khair, wassalamu alaikum.